Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Things Clay Central football are here now. This is the Football Fiesta, presented by Monte Alban No. 2 Mexican Restaurant and Radio Alabama Sports. Now, here are Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, and Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you here to Classic Country 90.9. for Football Fiesta live from Monte Alban No. 2 on the Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor, and I am joined by Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron. I tell you what, man, it seems like it's been a little while. Take 1 week off as we had an off week.
Yeah,
we and took our off week. It seems like it has been a month since we've had Football Fiesta. In all actuality, it's been 2 weeks. But it is good to be back, and we'll get back to our normal deal. We'll recap Pell City from 2 weeks ago, but there's a concern here at the table. Yes, Coach.
I got one question. Before we get to that concern, what did y'all do last Thursday night?
Well, you got to remember what last Thursday looked like, first of all.
Oh, it was Halloween.
It was.
It was Halloween. Oh, right.
Plus, we had been on the radio all morning.
Yeah. Y'all had. I knew where I was, but I was just wondering what y'all had done.
I mean, actually, I was on the radio from 6 to 12.
Right, you were.
6 hours straight.
And then,
is that the night we had the raffle at the
school? It is. We did that.
Yeah.
Actually, I fell on the floor over at the lunchroom, but you hadn't heard that story yet.
No,
why did I tell that?
No, but I will. I want to hear that.
Right now's not the right time.
No, that's for another time.
Yeah. We got to talking about the nursing home. I told him that's where he was going to be if he kept falling.
Let me make a note of that where I can ask about that at the proper time later.
He did
later
tell
on.
Me that.
Too. Oh, it made the loudest racket you've ever heard, Coach.
And so
he fell forever.
Yeah. He took you forever to fall.
Well, I took out about 3 chairs in the lunchroom when I was doing
goodness
it.
Gracious.
I got my toe hooked in one of them chairs in the lunchroom.
And then you pulled your hamstring Sunday?
I'm telling you, I'm falling apart. This radio worker gets
it's,
you, I'm telling
it's
you.
Working on you.
It's fatigue. It's too much. You're doing too much.
I think that's what it
it's
is.
It's been a long season.
Start dragging
it's been
your
a long
feet.
Season.
We needed that off week. That's what we needed. And we had it, so now we're fresh at football field. But the concern we have is it can Coach Williams remember the game against Pell City?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been 14 days, you know.
It's been a lot happening.
It's never
that
been that long, and we recap one, has it?
It's been a long time.
Well, we're about to right now.
Yes, we are.
We'll do the best we can.
Well, we'll look back, all joking aside, to 2 weeks ago. The Volunteers hosted 6A Pell City, a Pell City team that is in the playoffs. We'll be playing Fort Payne tomorrow night. And they actually got a big win last week over Southside, a team we played, a number two ranked team, another 6A playoff team. So they'll be, as I said, Pell City will be traveling up there. But we defeated Pell City 41-17 on that night, and a dominant night. It'll be a little bit harder to recap. Of course, we have the stats and all that right here. But looking back, we'll since Coach Wayne's, maybe we can refresh his memory. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to you, Coach Harry.
Okay, I'll
and see if you can recap a little bit about your thoughts and memories there of the Pell City game.
Well, I can tell you, and I'll start where I always kind of like to do along the offensive line. And those guys led us to up there on the front, 315 yards rushing we had last week. That was a tremendous good job. 49 rushes for 315 yards from those guys up there across the front and faced a very active defensive front there for Pell City. And you look at the grades, how we graded out across there, it was another game where we were all in the blue. We had Chance Helms, our center, at 80%. J.D. Owens graded out at 79%. Cole Rice at 84%. Noah Peterson at 84% and Dewey Brown at 85%. So, again, a very good job by those guys across the front there leading that. And you know, it started out good. You know, the first play of the game, our defense forced a turnover, had an interception there. Of course, then we turned right around and threw it right back to them on a pick. But we get on eventually, you know, it's kind of tied early, but then – we begin to get a little distance and a little spread to get to that 41-17 score at the end of that. Overall, a good performance, over 400 yards in total offense. Again, holding Pell City to under 100 yards rushing. It was a pretty low number. I think down maybe in the 30s, 20s down there for Pell City from a rushing standpoint.
All right, so that rushing yard, 28 yeah. total rushing yards.
Right.
On 13 rushes for 28 yards. So less than around a little bit over 2 yards a carry they averaged.
And you go back and you look, Taylor, at you know, some cumulative stats from the season, and you know, the regular season, where the Vols able to finish at 10-0, and you look at rushing yards by our opponents through the 10 game regular season, our opponents rushed the ball 298 times for 819 yards. So that's 81 yards a game average rushing we gave up. I mean, that is tremendous.
I think we held six teams under 100.
Under 100, yeah. So that was a question I was going to, you know, had if, how many were under 100. So you go through a 10-game regular season, you hold opposing offenses to less than 100 yards rushing a game, 81.9, like our Vols do. That speaks very highly of the defensive side of the ball, and probably if you didn't win – you know, all of them. You certainly had opportunities when you can hold a team to that amount of rushing and making them throw the ball more, something that most people don't want to have to do all the time. So, a good way to end the season, a good win against Pell City, a 6A team, as you mentioned, Taylor. They're in the playoffs. They're headed, I think, to Fort Payne tomorrow night, and you know, it's a good way to go into that open week, off week we had last week, and looking into round one coming up tomorrow night.
But Coach Williams, did that bring back, did that jog your memory any of that?
Well, it did. And, you know, what I remember is, you know, both teams started out slow offensively. We only had 19 yards rushing in the first quarter. But then in the second quarter, we kind of picked things up and had 128 yards there in that second quarter. And, you know, the thing about Pell City, we're talking about limiting their rushing yardage. In the second half, they didn't have that many snaps because we ate up the clock with our drives,
right,
and finishing them with scores. And they didn't really have, for example, in the third quarter, they had two rushing plays. And in the fourth quarter, they had one rushing play.
Coach, I believe, if I remember right, in the second half, they had 12 offensive snaps.
All together. And only three of them were runs. The other nine were passes.
And that whole 24 minutes of second half play.
But, you know, there's an old saying, you know, your best defense is your offense. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a case of what we saw in that game, particularly in the second half.
As we look a little bit deeper into that game, we had 19 first downs, so there's six. Our 49 rushers, 13, as we mentioned. We had 315 yards rushing to their 28. We attempted 14 passes, completed 10. They attempted 24, completed 11. We threw the ball for 95 yards. They threw it for 141. We had one pass intercepted. They had two. That ended up with a total of 410 yards of offense for the Volunteers to 169. For Pell City, total number of plays, we almost doubled them up on number of plays, 63 plays to 37. So that's a big difference there.
Mm-hmm.
And as you guys just mentioned, now something that kind of came back and has never really went away, but something we've dealt with this season that's hindered us, that we need to clean up, and we need to clean it up quick here as we move into the playoff, is penalty yards. We were penalized 11 times for 111 yards. And they were penalized 9 for 76. So a lot of penalty flags on the field that night, but 11 for 111. And if you look back and remember at the end of the half, to kind of leave them in the football game, we score, and then we have three personal foul calls that they mark off. One that was on the touchdown, two that was on the extra point, or the two-point play, we actually go for two there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so they ended up marking off
and a live ball, penalties. Dead ball. On that, live ball, dead ball.
So we kick off from just outside the five-yard line. They return it to the 10. We hold them to a field goal, though, right there. But it did cut into the lead, but the Volunteers came out and actually had a fumble, if you remember, to start the second. We're moving the football, and then mm-hmm. we fumble the football, and they pick it up and return it for a touchdown. And then you really had a football game But then from that point on, the Volunteers took total control and dominated the rest of that game, ended up 41-17. So I guess, if I'm not badly mistaken, that fumble return cut the lead to 22-17.
You're right.
It was 22-17 there at this, you know, early in the third quarter.
Right.
And then the Volunteers then just stretched it out and really dominated.
And speaking of all that, Rusty, you know, you give away 111 yards against a real good opponent, and it can cost you a football game. And that's something we've got to guard against now that we've come to this second season, so to speak. You know, we're going to have to cut down that. We've talked about it all year, but we've got, somehow or another, we've got to cut down the penalty yardage that we're giving our opponents.
Just some individual stats. We'll start on the rushing side. We've mentioned offensive linemen. Leading us on rushing was LaDamian Boyd. He had 19 rushes for 91 yards and one touchdown. Kevin Cherry had 9 rushes for 88 yards and a touchdown. Soap Gibbons had 13 carries for 65 yards and 3 TDs from his quarterback spot. Soap also completed 10 of 14 passes for 95 yards and 1 touchdown. He did throw 1 interception early. Kind of not of him, not what he's been doing this year, just kind of let one get away from him there early. And what it looked like. Looking at the receiving side, we didn't throw the football a lot, but we threw it to a lot of different receivers. We actually threw to 7 different receivers there. And the Damian Boyd caught 3 passes for 8 yards. The only other receiver catching the multiple passes was Tyler Boyd, caught 2 for 14. We see JT Wilkerson, that was a big catch over the middle. He had 1 reception for 21 yards. Kevin Cherry with a reception for 3 yards. Caden Glenn, 1 for 14. Zion Ewell, 1 for 1 yard. And also, Damari Whetstone had 1 reception for 34 yards. So, a lot of receivers getting involved there in the passing game. As we continue to look just a little bit more before we break away here, Pell City, a good football team now. They're not a bad football team. They go to Southside and just really – What was that final score? Do you guys remember?
Yeah, that score wound up last week when they played Southside. It was actually Pell City winning that game 45-7.
And that's a 6A host.
Mm-hmm.
Southside's the number 2 seed.
That's right.
Up there in that region. So that kind of gives you, I think, Pell City's got a really, really good shot to win tomorrow night up in Fort Payne. That's going to be a fun one to keep up with through the night as they continue to move forward. Anything else y'all'd like to say about that Pell City game?
Well, we'll play them again next year, of course, and a lot of good young players playing in that game. Sophomore, I think, quarterback that we saw. So, you know, they'll be a little more experienced and probably a better team next year.
Coach Herron, any other thoughts on it?
Well, you know, a good way, you know, congratulations to the Vols, undefeated regular season again. Second year in a row to be 10-0 through the regular season. Not a goal when you start the year, but when you are able to accomplish that and get into that game's 8-9 right in there, you got a shot at that. That's not easy to do. It doesn't happen. A lot of teams, not many teams are able to go undefeated through a 10-game regular season. A lot of different ways that ball can bounce and things can happen. So congratulations there. But as Coach Williams told us this week when we've talked to him earlier, and I'm sure we'll hear from him again tomorrow, all that means absolutely nothing now. And it's one game, you know, and the goal is to be 1-0 by 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
Absolutely. We're going to move into our next segment. I'll just kind of remind you what that looks like. The second segment, which are usually around 15 minutes, we'll be having our Clay Central Sports Network player of the game, which is Kevin Cherry. He'll come in here with us as he's in here. We'll also have his position coach, running backs coach, JT Burns. Coach Burns will be in here with us again for the second time on the season. That'll be our second segment. Then moving into our third segment, there around 6:30, we'll be discussing our opponent tomorrow night, which is Greenville. So we had prepared for Eufaula and looked at them, but now we'll be playing Greenville. We'll talk about that just a little bit. And then in the last segment, we'll be looking at our schedule, how they fared, you know, on the season and last week, as many of them played last week. And also we'll be looking at the 5A top 10, the final 5A top 10 poll, and also a little bit about the 5A bracket and maybe some other teams playing tonight. So you'll want to stick around. right here on Classic Country 90.9 and Football Fiesta live from Monte Albán number 2 on Ashland Square.
Frank's Point of View, a peaceful RV campground escape overlooking Talladega National Forest. Unplug, unwind, and take in breathtaking sunsets and star-filled skies. Each site offers a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammocks for your comfort. You can explore miles of hiking trails while your pets enjoy the open space. Online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your family-friendly adventure awaits.
The Radio Alabama Foundation is sponsored by loyal listeners and by First Capital Insurance in Lineville. Are you looking for peace of mind? At First Capital Insurance, we've got you covered. From your home to your car to your business to life insurance, we offer tailored coverage that fits your needs and budget. Our expert team is here to guide you through every step, ensuring that you get the protection that you deserve. First Capital Insurance, located at 575 College Street in Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-2131. With First Capital Insurance, you're not just a policy number, you're family.
At Farmhouse & Company Restaurant, food is not all that they do. Farmhouse is involved in the local community that involves being a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. They also host events for kids, they bring in live music on the patio, and don't forget bingo nights every Thursday at 6:30. Farmhouse & Company is located downtown Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-3050. Open Thursdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. It's more than food. It's fun and family at Farmhouse and Company.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 and Football Fiesta. This is Rusty Taylor. I'm joined by Coach Jerry Weems, and now we have two special guests as Coach Chris Herron has given up his headset, and we move in. We've got, again, for the second time, Coach JT Burns. Good to have you, Coach Burns.
Good to be back.
Maybe you want some more of these to be fine, yeah, maybe, as we move forward.
That'd be real good.
And the reason JT's here is another one of his running backs has made he plays two sides of the football. He starts on defense and plays a whole lot of offense as well. But Coach Burns come with him for his running back and the night he had, and it's Kevin Cherry. Good to have you, Kevin.
Yes, sir. Good to be here.
Kevin beat me here, and I asked him, was he nervous or was he excited? And he said both, and that was the right answer. But I know Kevin is going to do a good job. Kevin, I know it seems like it's been a while. Normally we do that the following week. So we were kind of joking about remembering that day a couple weeks ago when we played Pell City. But looking back at that, you had 9 carries for 88 yards, 1 touchdown. That was an average of 9.7 yards a carry. We'll take that anytime. And also, you had 3 tackles on defense. So a big night. Well, and you've had some very good nights this year on offense and defense and opportunities where you was in discussion to be sitting in this chair. But looking back at that night against Pell City, did anything feel different? Was it a different night, or is it just getting to you? Here it is. I mean, you're a senior football player, your last regular season game, or was it just another night and it worked out well for you?
Really, it felt like another night, but like we was stretching, it kind of hit me that it was my last home game in the regular season. I was pretty sad about that, but Played as a regular game.
Well, I mean, averaging 9.7 yards a carry, I carry you a lot of places. And Coach Burns, talk a little bit about Kevin. We know you've got a very deep group there at running back, and when you got a track star. Yes. And Kevin, I'm going to go there just a little bit. I'm going to ask the question I don't think I've ever asked in a little bit. But just speak to that. You talked about it when you were here before with LaDamian, but just speak to the running back group and then what Cherry means to that group.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing, Kevin's a great kid, and he's very coachable. He's always doing what he's supposed to. He's just a joy to coach. Great athlete, great speed, makes it your job a lot easier a lot of times. So, great kid, though.
Well, I tell you, looking at my spot, and I've mentioned this a few times on the radio, every time Kevin gets the football, it's almost like I want to hold my breath, but I can't because I got to describe the play. Because it looks like every play he's this close to breaking. Of course, some he does. But with your speed, Kevin, I mean, it's just obvious on the field when you're up there watching when Kevin gets the football. And I'm just going to be honest, nobody else looks just like he does when he gets the football because of his speed. And I keep talking about speed. What is your 40 time?
4.45, I think.
Okay. And that's on – who clocks? Coach Horn and who? Is Coach Horn clock?
It was Coach Horn and Coach Phillips this summer.
Do you think there's any chance you're a little bit faster than that right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I do too.
Coach Horn's always been a little slow on that stopwatch.
But a 4.4 is an impressive, impressive feat, but I think Kevin's likely under that 4.4 mark and in the 4.3s.
It looks like it out there a lot of times.
It looks different.
Yes.
If he's 4.4s and everybody else is 4.6, that's all I'm saying. So, but Kevin, talking about that, you started doing something a little different. You've been doing, I guess for a couple of years, you've been doing some track and running in track. Speak to that. We talk about you being a track star, and it's true. I mean, you've done very well at track. How do you feel like that's helped you in the game of football?
It helps you when you break away speed and probably when you get burned or something like that.
So you're saying you do get burned at quarterback, cornerback.
But you can recover.
He uses his speed to recover out there at corner. Think about trying to run by Kevin, though, as a wide receiver. So you get your eyes caught in the backfield. Sometimes you have to recover, don't you, Kevin? So I like your honesty right there. It's always good to be able to recover, and I've seen him do that multiple times and run right back, run people down. Well, Coach Weems, I know you got a good bit for both of these.
Well, Kevin, you're only 35 yards away on the season to being at the 500-yard mark. So that's got to be important to you. I mean, we hope you get more than 35 yards, of course. But as Rusty said, you know, when you run the football and you get past that first level of defenders, you can just see your speed. You know, I mean, you're a blur and the others are still plodding along. And it's the same way on the short passes that you catch, like in the flat or even on the jet sweep. It seems like you're in a different gear, a different level than everybody that's out there on the field. And you can see that track speed at that time. You know, we're talking about how well we've run the football, and you've certainly been a big part of that. And I know, Coach Burns, you're very proud of, you know, your two running backs are in the top three rushers on the team. The quarterback is the other in that trio. But you've got two running backs. One's already over, way over 500, and the other one will probably get it tomorrow night. Yes, so. That's got to be fun coaching running backs like that.
It is. It's every day's fun with these guys. It's not very often do you get two players like this, and you get them at the same time. So that's pretty special.
2,362 total yards rushing this year so far on the season in 10 games, and that's a really good number. But when you see that we're very much two dimensional with 1,300 yards passing. That's a huge number for any football team from Clay County, and it all obviously. But these guys get involved. Speak to that a little bit, Coach Burns. These guys, we do things, get them in, you know, some swing passes, and a lot of these guys split out too in slots. So speak to that a little bit. How the athleticism and the ability that your running backs have to be able to throw them the football as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Soap's quarterback, he does a great job, and When you're able to throw the ball like we've been this year, it's going to open up the run more. You get Kevin out there on a little dart route or a swing, and it's really one-on-one. So it's great matchups, putting them in great situations. And Chase Horn does a good job with that, and it is fun to watch.
I remember Kevin in junior high, and I don't know if you remember this, Kevin, but he told us he couldn't catch. he told us that, but we was like, no, you're gonna catch it. You're gonna get it, and he could. But and you talked about Kevin. He's always been that way. Even in junior high, whatever you said was yes, sir, and he was gonna try to do it. And it makes it a joy to coach. Kevin, another thing I wanted to talk to you about. Last year you were injured early in the season or mid-season, and you were unable to finish that. And then LaDamian goes down, so we end up losing both running backs. But speak to that a little bit. How much focus – I mean, obviously, the injury you had didn't allow you to come back. But towards the end of the season, you were able to come back. You were able to come back and play basketball and then run track and do that stuff. But speak to that. Did that help focus you just a little bit more for this season?
Yes, sir. It made me work a little bit harder on getting stronger and stuff. Helped me learn how to hit somebody for real.
Yeah. Well, and that I remember that play that he's injured on. Just kind of one of those odd situations, the way you were tackled, the way you fell on it. And it was kind of late in the game that was pretty well in hand, but not anything that he shouldn't have been running the football, trying to get him more touches. But a huge loss that was for us last year. When you look at our two leading rushers from this season, was our two leading rushers from last year, or would have been, probably still was, and to lose both of them. So it's good to have you guys healthy at this point in the season. Coach Williams?
Coach Burns, what about, we're talking about our backs as receivers, mm-hmm. and, lining up a lot of times out in slot positions. Do they have to split time in group work between backs and receiver groups, or do you do receiving drills with your backs?
We'll do some receiving drills. We don't really split time. We'll go into everyday our usual stuff, but we'll throw some routes in our running back individuals, and then in group work we go 7-on-7 and things like that. So that's where they probably get the most of their passing stuff, is 7-on-7. And we do that throughout the week.
Kevin, looking at it also earlier in the season, you had a kickoff return for a touchdown. That's another place that we like to see the football end up in your hands. It's another place you're dangerous. And when you look at that, your own kickoff return, your own starting on defensive corner, you're getting a ton of reps on offense at running back or slot and different places there. Do you get a little tired in the night? Because you don't really show it.
Not really. I don't really get tired. I run a lot throughout the week to get my stamina right.
And you think track might help you with that as well?
Helps way.
Yeah. Because he just seems to still have that next gear. You think about that. When you put him in, say, in the second half, and LaDamian's a little bit gassed, and he looks like a fresh running back mm-hmm. coming off the bench, but you got to realize he's been playing defense the whole time. Yeah. He's played the whole game, been on special teams and different things, but he still looks fresh. That's impressive from somebody, because at that corner you have to run around a lot. You don't get any plays off at corner.
No,
I mean you just don't. Or you better not. Think bad things that happen.
That's when you get burned, like you're talking about.
Coach Williams, you got anything for these two before we?
Well, let me ask Kevin this. I'm assuming you're a good student, good grades, and that type thing. What do you think's in the future for Kevin Cherry? Is it football? Is it track? What might it be?
I'm looking at going to running track in college, if anything. I want to play football, but I don't know.
The numbers are slim in football.
Well, it's good to have options like you do, Kevin.
Options and possibilities.
And track has afforded that to you, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Coach Burns, I know you've been here. It's good to have you back again. Appreciate you spending a little time bringing your wife and your boy.
Yep.
Good to have Jeter in here with us over there.
And, maybe he's not crying over there.
No, he looks good. He's actually looks like he's over there. He was smiling earlier. Look at him.
He's a happy boy.
That's always good. But Again, we talked about it. It's good to have you back here. It's good to have you back in Clay County and in Clay Central and back in that uniform. Or that gear,
yeah.
Anyway. It's not really a uniform anymore. Yeah. When you left, that's the last thing you were in, but it's good to have you back. But just anything you want to speak to before we let you go?
No, just, you know, proud of Kevin, proud of the kid he is and how hard he works. Go Vols.
All right, Kevin, we always give our player of the game a chance to say anything and thank anybody or whatever you want to. The mic's yours right now. So anybody you want to thank or anything specific you want to say?
I want to thank my mom. Thank God. Thank the coaches.
You got some players over there, a good group of players over here looking. Now, that's good to have friends. And they didn't hinder you too much. They've been folk. I thought they were when we started, but they have been staring at you. You just got to look through them. That's part of the game here. But you've done a very good job, Kevin, and just as I expected you would. And at this time, we will give Kevin Cherry, the Clay Central Sports Network player of the game, for his game against Pell City on October the 25th. 2024, and that is presented by Britches and Bows. Congratulations, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Good job, buddy. We'll take a break right here on Classic Country 90.9, live from Monte Alba number 2 for Football Fiesta.
Fall is finally here, and Buddy Sports Country has absolutely everything you need to make your upcoming hunting trip a success. They have a huge selection of deer blinds and shooting houses. Buddy Sports Country is an authorized Benelli and Browning firearms dealer, and they have a giant showroom filled with shotguns and rifles, with even more arriving daily. Buddy's is located at 8401 Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where the sales tax is only 6%. The phone number is 256-253-2254. Open 8 till 5. Tuesday through Saturday, Buddy Sports Country is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Ashland Auto Parts is ready to help tackle your vehicle's needs. They offer a wide selection of high-quality parts, tools, and accessories, plus the ability to service personal or commercial vehicles. So strike up the band, march confidently down the field, and stay game day ready with Ashland Auto Parts. Highway 9 and 2nd Street in downtown Ashland. Open Monday through Saturday.
Your local real estate professional, Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group, is a Clay County native. Spencer is licensed in Alabama and Georgia and services landowners throughout East Central Alabama. He specializes in selling recreational properties, farms, and rural homesteads. Spencer is also a member of the Poultry South team and is dedicated to helping you get top market value for your property. For a market evaluation on your property, the phone number is 256-283-3198. Spencer Loveless of Southeastern Land Group is the official land agent of Volunteer Voices on Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, Clay County, your backdoor feed store right next to Piggly Wiggly, just off the square in downtown Ashland, provides feed, farm supplies, plants, gear, pet food, boots, overalls, jeans, and advice for your farm or backyard. Open 6 days a week, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and 8 to 12 on Saturdays. Your backdoor feed store.
A brisket biscuit. It's more than a tongue twister, it's a taste bud pleaser. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville features smoked brisket as one of their many breakfast items. Sassy's also has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuits, and you can even add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9. In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 for Football Fiesta as we have just wrapped up our segment with our player of the game from 2 weeks ago since we were off last week, Kevin Cherry. They're our player of the game presented by Britches and Bows. And also Coach JT Burns in here with us. This is Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Wings, but coming back to the mic, putting the headset back on, Coach Chris Herring. Coach Herring, I want to – I want to hear your take a little bit on Kevin Cherry. You've been watching him just like we have for multiple years, and he's always a threat. May have a big night, and he did have. He's had a lot of them this year, right there from his defensive back spot and running back spot.
Absolutely, and the thing about Cherry that's been neat to watch him over the years, and keeping up with him, being there watching from a distance, is just when he's in the game. When you see number two go in the game, you know on offense it could happen on any play. It don't matter where it's at on the field. I mean, if he's in the game, it could happen on any play from anywhere. And, man, just explosive. And if you look back to his 10th grade, 11th grade, you know, coming along, he's developed some patience on some of those runs, you know, kind of looking for that, waiting for those linemen to get in position, doing what they do. And then once he would see it, man, it's like being just like a shot out of a cannon, man. It's fun to watch him run.
It looks different.
You can tell. It's different.
And I should have mentioned that when he was in here, some of that. But another thing that I've noticed about him is we talked about how fast he is.
Mm-hmm.
He used to almost always try to rely on his speed.
Yeah.
But now he's breaking tackles, running through tackles, as you said, showing patience, allowing those pullers and stuff to get around front and to make a block. Just an all-around runner. He's really a different runner than he was last year before he got hurt.
Sure.
He was a very dangerous runner then.
Yes.
But now you just see him. I remember a couple of runs down at Beauregard that stood out to me where he just ran over people and then spun through and just kept making a couple. One of them was called back, or it would have been a big stat for him, but because of a penalty. But he's an impressive runner and
absolutely
a joy to watch.
He's been fun to watch, and hopefully we get to watch him. We know one more time and hopefully a few more.
Well, let's talk about tomorrow night's game, as the Greenville Tigers will be traveling up 65 there to 231 to Highway 9. We know how they'll get here. They'll be traveling up here the first time. The Volunteers will be taking on the Greenville Tigers, a team that has really had, you know, not been as good the last few years, but a great team, you know, in the last 10 years, and really had some really good teams down there. And when you watch them on film, a ton of athletes. You see a lot of – another thing I notice when I look at lineups, a lot of the same names over and over again. I say last names is what I mean. So a lot of family players down there, I'm assuming a lot of kin, and just a really athletic football team. Coach Williams, starting with you, what's your take on the Greenville Tigers?
Well, first of all, Rusty, they're certainly not a stranger to the playoffs. This is their 33rd year that they've been in the playoffs. Of course, that's not consecutive, but, you know, they've won three state championships in the history of their school. They played over 100 years and a good record there. They've had winning seasons 64 of those years. But when you look at this year's team, what you see is a very aggressive, physical type team. And I think you'll, when you see their offense, you'll understand that they're going to run the ball, just basic running plays out of the spread. They're going to run sweeps, traps, leads up on the inside. They'll run some zone, not a whole lot, but some zone plays that they'll run. And they're doing it with a 230-pound running back. And, we've struggled at times this year with people running right at us, and we're going to have to do a good job getting off blocks. Our linebackers going to have to do a good job getting to the point of attack in order to stop those straight-on runs. But we're going to be looking at a physical team. They're not going to be, as far as techniques on the other side, on the defensive side, we're not going to see a lot of techniques and coaching maneuvers taking place. We're just seeing them line up and run up the field trying to make plays. So, it's an aggressive, quick strike team. They want to make it a physical game, and that's what we're going to see out of this Greenville team.
Coach Heron, what's your take on the Greenville Tigers?
Well, we look at on the defensive side, of course, looking there for our offensive line and how we'll be attacking right there at the point of the spear. You know, we're going to go with several different kind of fronts in there. We'll have a 3-4 look, a 3-3, a 5-2, some bear movement, moving guys down, some eagles moving. It's just going to be a a plethora of fronts we're going to see, and a lot and movement just all over the place. 3-3 stack. We know we're going to get some stunts and movements, and it's going to be challenging there for our offensive linemen as across their offensive front. They're averaging about 250 a man across there, so it's a good size. And this big back, Coach Williams is reference number two. He's big, he's fast, and it's just it's their version of the spread with everything you typically see, their zones, their sweeps, the traps, the G's, and that type of thing. That some leads, just some old power game, straight ahead stuff, and a physical, athletic football game that we're going to have to be able to take some blows and deliver some blows ourselves and match them blow for blow across the course of the game.
Well, you look at them, Coach Herring and Coach Williams. You look at them, and you watch them on defense. And one thing that may be a little bit difficult, because you mentioned they'll line up in what looks like a 3-4 look, much mm-hmm. like us a lot of the time. Then you'll see them in a 3-3. Then you'll see them in a 4-man front.
Right.
So you really don't know what you're going to get.
No.
It usually seems like they try to stick with a defense for most of the game. It's not like they throw you a lot of chains up during the game, but they approach each game different mm-hmm. defensively, and it makes it a little bit hard to plan for.
Right. And you've got, you're hoping by the 10th game of the year, we've played all kind of different teams. We've seen all kind of different fronts on the defense from the opponent's defenses. So, you're hoping our offense, the linemen and the tight ends involved there, the backs, the way they fit with helping with the blocking. We've kind of you've seen about all of it. You're going to have to rely on something's a little different this week, tomorrow night, than what we practiced this week. You got to go back on some of those references that experience that we've gained throughout this season. And it's going to be an interesting game. A matchup that kind of caught my eyes looking at along the fronts is you look at our center with their nose, the middle of their defense there when they are in that odd front. You've got our center, Chance Elms, at 295, 6'1". And their nose tackle right there, number 52, right there at 6 foot, 285. So, boy, there's some beef right there that's going to be kind of banging away there in the middle of that thing when we're on offense.
Well, we know that Chance will have that guy on him. We know he'll take care of him. But
right.
our other people across the front have got to take care of the ones with their hand on the ground,
right.
first of all,
mm-hmm.
and then spread from there.
Right.
And, it may be that a guard is going to have to check a linebacker mm-hmm. here and there or whatever. But we got to take care of the ones with their hand down first.
Exactly.
And let the others, they're going to be doing a lot of moving and running and Xing and that type of thing.
Right.
So the offensive line is going to have to be at their best tomorrow night.
Well, one other thing I wanted to mention about the Greenville Tigers is they play two quarterbacks, and they actually play them a decent amount. Cedric Morris is kind of their main quarterback, I would say. He's just a sophomore at 6'1", 185. He throws it pretty well, and he'll run it some, but they've got another guy they put in there that's actually a wide receiver lots of times, and he'll line up all over the place. But Sandrell Williams, he's a 5'10", 170-pound junior, and he's put in there to run and do some different things. Run some RPO stuff. So they definitely present their challenges. We talked to their coach, Coach P. How did we pronounce his name? Pimenta?
Pimenta, yes.
Pimenta, yeah.
Who'd you just say, Coach?
Pimenta.
Okay. That's two different pronunciations, but you're probably right. You're good on that. But Garrick Pimenta, I'm going to say. You say Pimenta, right?
Pimenta is what he told us, wasn't it?
Okay. But he said there was
he said that was the Alabama pronunciation.
It's almost a Spanish name.
I think it's.
But he's second season at Greenville. He's 7-13, and he's 5-5 on the season. So he actually come as an assistant coach for down in
at Greenville.
Greenville
with Coach Browning,
and he had came from Pike Road. So. With Coach Brown, and I do believe so,
mm-hmm.
And it got him his start down there coaching. So that'll be who we'll be facing tomorrow night as the Greenville Tigers come up here to Clay County to take on our Volunteers. We'll break for our last break and get prepared for our last segment. You'll want to stick around as we'll be looking at our schedule, how they fared, the 5A top 10, the 5A bracket, and who knows where else we'll go before we get off right here on Classic Country 90.9.
One stop at Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville, and you realize their investment in today's youth. From the cashiers to those mopping the floors to the ones taking your groceries to the car, many of those are local students. They're learning what it takes to be a part of a team and the value of hard work. Piggly Wiggly has been providing young folks an opportunity for years, and that continues today. Piggly Wiggly in the heart of Ashland and Lineville, proud to support our local schools and the Radio Alabama Foundation.
Hunters, you've waited patiently to harvest the perfect deer. When you finally make that happen, it's time to fill up the freezer from your successful hunt. Matthews Meat Market provides deer processing for our local community. From sausage to steaks, jerky to burger, Matthews Meat Market is ready to help fill your freezer. Located 61272 Highway 49 north of Lineville. The phone number for Matthews Meat Market is 256-396-5694. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday, except for Wednesdays, Matthews Meat Market. From the local woods to a local table, proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Cook Foods in Ashland is proud to be a part of this community. Their involvement each year reaches far beyond the walls of their facility. Cook Foods is involved in many projects and supports multiple organizations in our area. Things like the Clay County Yellow-Meated Watermelon Festival, Heritage Day in Lineville, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and the Clay County Economic Development Council. Cook Foods in Ashland is also proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Go Vols!
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and tastes, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lineville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, the voice of the Volunteers, and I got myself a heel deal.
Hi, this is Coach Jerry Weems. I found myself a heel of a deal at Heel Auto Sales in Lineville.
This is Coach Chris Herra, and I got myself a heel deal at Heel Auto Sales.
Located downtown Lineville, Heel Auto Sales is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Heel Auto Sales, a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated four-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Harris Plumbing and Electric is your local hardware store in Ashland. They started out specializing in plumbing and electric work, but listened to the community and grew into a hardware store. There's no need to travel to big box stores and wander around trying to find something. Think local. Harris Plumbing and Electric on 2nd Street Northwest in Ashland, across from the Ashland City Library.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron, and we're live from Monte Alba number 2 for Football Fiesta, and we are going into our last segment. We've had a full 45 minutes, and we got about 15 minutes to go, or about 12 here. I tell you what, I done forgot how we do this. Who does our schedule? Coach Herron, will you do our schedule and how they fared? I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
That's right. I remembered. Out of practice.
And what we'll have, well, it's been 14 days.
Yeah.
And what we'll have here, this will be the last time we'll have this with all 10 schools on here.
You're right.
Because we got three of them that are this was their final game, what's listed on this schedule.
And one thing to interest, that was all area teams, which had our region teams.
Mm-hmm.
But all our non-region opponents made the playoffs.
They sure did. Exactly. So we'll look through our schedule and see how everybody wound up their regular seasons that wrapped up last week for a lot of people. for most of them. We'll start out with the Hanley Tigers. They finished the regular season overall at 7-3, 5-2 in their area. They were open last week, and they're traveling. I believe, are they one of the teams playing tonight?
Yeah, they are.
They are on the road down to around Fairhope, I believe it is, taking on St. Michael tonight in the 4A Class 4A playoffs. Benjamin Russell, they finished their regular season at 5-5 overall, 4-2 in region play for them. They lose last week to Percy Julian, 19-13, and they'll be playing at Spanish Fort. Is that a game tonight?
It is not.
No, it is not one, okay. So Valley, the Valley Rams, 5-5 overall for the regular season, 3-3 in region play. Ending their season last week with a win against Dadeville. They defeated Dadeville 23-3. But with that 3-3 record in region play, they are finished and their season is over. Valley Rams finished the year at 5-5. The Marbury Bulldogs, 0-10 overall. Winless this year, 0-6 in the region. They lose to Alberta last week, 44-6, ending their season there. Sylacauga, the Aggies, 4-6 on the regular season during the on the whole season, 1-5. In region play. They played at Glenwood last week, and that's a score that we're missing. Not sure what that score was, but I do know that they lost that game to finish at 4-6 overall. Scottsboro, they finished 8-2. Their regular season record, 5-1 in region play. They picked up a win last week at Mars Hill, winning there 22-21 over Mars Hill, and they will be hosting tomorrow night the Jacksonville Golden Eagles. Coach Clint Smith and his Golden Eagles making the trip up to Scottsboro.
Scottsboro, region champs.
Region champs up there. I believe that's region two up there in that northeast corner of Alabama. Elmore County, 7-2 on the final, the regular season. 4-2 in region play. They end the year last week with a win over Chilton County, 36-10. They'll be traveling tomorrow night taking on Andalusia down at that in Andalusia. Hopeful Bulldogs, 4-6 on the year, 3-3 in region play. They fell to Tallahassee last week, 21-14. They will be traveling tomorrow night to Montgomery, taking on Montgomery Catholic in the first round of the playoffs. Beauregard, the number two team finishing in our region, 5-5 regular season, 4-2 region record. They fell to Russell County last week, 35-23, and they will be hosting the Eufaula Tigers tomorrow night. And Pell City, the Panthers of Pell City, finished the year at 500 with a 5-5 record. Also in region play at 3-3, and they went in last week over Southside at Gadsden, as we mentioned earlier in the show, 45-7, and they travel tomorrow night up to Fort Payne to take on the Wildcats of Fort Payne in the first round of the Class 6A playoffs. So 7 of our 10 opponents still in action in the playoffs, as Taylor referenced, all of our non-region opponents in, and we'll have... we'll look at those scores from those 7 opponents and see how they fare over this weekend, this first round of the playoffs, when we come back next week.
Coach Weems, share the final 5A top 10 poll.
Okay, this is, as you mentioned, the final poll that the Alabama Sports Writers Association will be putting out. When you look at this final poll, all 10 of the teams, of course, will be in the playoffs. Starting with number one, moved into that one spot about the third week and stayed there the rest of the year. Catholic of Montgomery, and Coach has already mentioned they'll be hosting Hopeful tomorrow night. Of course, the Volunteers, number two, will play Greenville tomorrow night right here in Clay County. Number three team, Fairview, they've worked their way from number 10 all the way up to number three here at the end. And their playoff opponent tomorrow night will be Carver of Birmingham. The number four team in 5A is Moody. They'll be playing Arab. Vigor, the number five team, they'll be playing Sipsey Valley in their first round game. The second five at number six, we've got Williamson. They'll be playing Northside tomorrow night. And what's important about that game is that if the Volunteers can defeat Greenville, then they'll be playing one of these two teams, either Williamson or Northside, in the second round. The number seven team, Gunnersville, and they'll be playing a local team in Leeds tomorrow night. Number eight, Corner. The Corner team will play Lawrence County in their first round game. Number 9 is Leeds, and of course we mentioned they play Gunnersville. And then number 10, Scottsboro, will play Jacksonville. There were five other teams that received votes in the 5A poll. Those five teams, Centronelle, Ramsey, Russellville, Briarwood, and Boaz. So that's your final 5A poll of the year from the ASWA.
ASWA.
Right, Alabama there. Sports Writers.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Did you get that? We still hadn't found out who's voting on that, have we?
No, we haven't. There's only, I do know this. I did find that there's only 14 people that voted in the whole state.
Really?
I'm going to say Joe Medley is one of them.
He may be. And I wondered if Tim Althorpe was one.
I'm going to say he may be.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ask him tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, y'all been telling me that for about a year and a half, so just let me know when you finally remember to do that.
Okay.
When we remember to ask
and we
him.
Could all
maybe next fall.
Yeah. We could all text him. We got him on
our phone. Yeah, we could text
that'd
him.
That'd be too fun.
Let's I'll text him at one time, ask him the same question.
He's probably down at St. Michael's, probably where he's at.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Let's look at some games tonight. Just that'll be starting here in just a few minutes.
No, just right, minutes away.
In 1A, Linden will be hosting Southern Choctaw. In 2A, Susan Moore will be traveling to Decatur Heritage. In 3A, Hillcrest Evergreen will be at Southside Selma. Another 3A game, Ohatchee at 5. That's an interesting sounding game. A game that's been had some good games over the years, but this year 5, a heavy, heavy favorite there. Hanley, we already mentioned, they're going to St. Michael. They're playing tonight in 4A. Then in 6A, Chelsea at Saraland, that game being played tonight. And then two 7A games, Fairhope at Hoover, and also Vestavia Hills at Mary Montgomery. That's two 7A games being played tonight. Coach Williams, you already said you're going to go pull up the NFHS when you get out of here. What, you're just going to kind of scan back
and forth? I'm going to scan and maybe swap around. I'll probably check out Ohatchee in 5. I'm thinking about the Chelsea-Saraland game as well. But, I'm just going to shop around, see what we got.
Well, before we get out of here, we just got a few more minutes. We mentioned the Volunteers. If they can win, the winner of our game will either face Williamson or Northside. We're projecting a Williamson win over Northside, but, projections are not always correct, obviously. And then the winner of that game would play one of four teams. Catholic Montgomery, that's who we project. But as Catholic Montgomery's playing hopeful, Shelby County is actually hosting Citronelle. That could be an interesting game. That'll be a fun one to watch. And then that bracket plays out. And on that south, on the bottom end of that south side bracket, I think Vigor may be the team. You got Vigor and Demopolis, two teams, kind of the highest ranked teams. There that are left in that south side. And if you look at the 5A north side, I don't know if you guys have thought about this a whole lot, and I don't want to put you too much on the spot, but if I had to pick a favorite from the north side to be in Birmingham, I'm picking Moody. What's yours, Coach Williams? Do you have one, or do you have a couple?
Well, Coach, I'm going with a team that started out ranked high in the beginning of the year. They lost some close games to some very good teams, and that's Ramsey. That's who I'm picking.
Okay. Coach Heron, have you thought about that?
When would Ramsey and Gunnersville meet? I mean, not Ramsey and Moody, would they meet at the semifinals?
Quarterfinals.
They'd meet quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals.
Okay. I'm going to say they will meet, and the winner of that game is who will come out of the North. That's what I'll say.
And Leeds
can I say that?
Moody. You can absolutely say that.
Yeah.
I think
Leeds will play Moody, but I think Moody's a little too much for Leeds this year.
Leeds probably got a really, really good shot at advancing all the way to the semifinals.
Yeah.
If you look at their bracket, they got Corner, Boaz, and Fairview.
Mm-hmm.
But now Fairview, obviously, we're not trying.
They're about to make a believer out of me, Fairview.
Wait till tomorrow night. don't jump the gun. They're playing Gunnersville tomorrow night. Remember, that's a team. That's a tough draw for Fairview round one.
Fairview's playing Carver.
Well, not according to this 5A bracket right here. Oh, well, Leeds. Oh, you're right. Leeds is right. They'll play them in the second round.
Yeah, Leeds is playing Gunnersville.
That's another interesting game. Gunnersville looked like they were going to win that region and then end up third.
Yeah.
So just an interesting matchup there for sure.
And we'll be following all these 5A games tomorrow night.
I'll tell you what, let's do. Look here, I done bumped us up against it, guys. Let's take a station identification, and then we'll close this thing out.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
All right, Coach Herron, as we get ready to say our closing remarks here on Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán number 2, go ahead.
I'd like to say I hope we need a good crowd tomorrow night. And I don't know if you guys referenced it last week on your post-game show or 2 weeks ago or if you talked about it on Volunteer Voices this past Saturday.
It's something we've always struggled with.
Traditionally, in Clay County, for as long as I have been here, for some reason, I don't know why, the first round of the playoffs is traditionally been very poorly attended by attendance. And I don't know why. And then so tomorrow night, I'm hoping for a really good crowd. And I know there's an emphasis on cowbells tomorrow night. If you can grab one of those and bring. And if you got one laying around somewhere, I'll maybe get you one between now and then. So I'd like to – that's my thing. I'm hoping the football team's going to be there to do their thing. The band will do their part. The cheerleaders will do their part. Now we need the fans to get back out there and let's show up for these guys and help make this push to get this go 1-0 tomorrow night.
Well, if you remember last year, we only had to go back last year to remember how much different. I think we go back to our old days, 1A, 2A, and 3A, where lots of times if you were area champion, mm-hmm. you kind of had a pretty easy road in the first game. But in 5A, it's a different. If you don't show up and with things going right, I'm telling you, any of these teams can beat you. So you're right. We need a huge crowd. I'd love to see our biggest crowd of the night because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow night. You never know when you're going to have to go back on the road.
That's
you never
right.
know when your last trip
That's
to
right.
be home. And these
Well,
these
we
boys
saw
and,
that last year when we got shut out in the first round mm-hmm. by UMS Wright.
You're right. Coach Williams?
Well, you know, the weather's going to be good. So, you know, if you love football and if you love Clay Central, there's no reason not to be there. And we'll keep you posted. You know, you come to the game and bring your device to listen, and we're going to keep you posted on scores. You don't have to stay home to see who is winning the other games. We're going to stay up on that throughout the game tomorrow night. And, of course, Greenville, we've already talked about Greenville, dangerous football team for a first-round opponent.
They are. A couple things we'd like to share. You can listen to us how you normally listen to us on Classic Country 90.9 on the Radio Alabama app, however you normally listen to us. But on the streaming side, the video side, the Alabama High School Athletic Association owns the streaming rights. Our audio and video will be streamed, but it will only be available on NFHS. The NFHS network is the only way anybody can stream any AHSAA playoff games. It's not us. It's the requirements for the state. But it will be available on NFHS, but you do have to have a subscription to be able to watch that. So make sure people knows that. And I know we've done a really good job. Heathbone's done a really good job of streaming these games throughout the season, but it will only be available on NFHS tomorrow night. It will not be available on Clay Central Sports Network. We legally cannot do that, so keep that in mind. Remember, tomorrow night we'll go on the air there at 6:30. You want to be there for the Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show, where we'll be giving you the Frank's Point of View, keys to the game, also the Blair's Family Farm and Market weather report, and a lot of other stuff right there in that first 30 minutes, so you'll want to tune in. It's 6:30 on your way to the game. Then on Saturday morning, myself and Tommy Wood, 8 to 10, Volunteer Voices will be back in studio on Saturday as we'll be recapping the Volunteers game against Greenville and also a lot of other games from around the area, so you'll want to catch all that. We'll be right back here for Football Fiesta next Thursday night from 6 to 7. And always remember, all weekdays from 8 till 10, you can catch the three-point stance and get all your sports information right there. Until next time, God bless and go Vols.
Thanks for listening to Football Fiesta, presented by Monte Alban No. 2 Mexican Restaurant. Follow the Volunteers all season long on the official home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. On Classic Country 90.9, the Clay Central Sports Network Facebook page, and the Radio Alabama app.